Governor Jeff Landry has weighed in on the U.S. Senate race, aligning with President Trump and giving his endorsement to Julia Letlow. ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says he's not surprised.
It was fairly common knowledge that Governor Landry supported Julia Letlow and had been working behind the scenes, talking with the Trump administration about endorsement and supporting Julia Letlow.
A New Orleans area representative wants to make it a law requiring companies to make it easy to cancel automatic subscription renewals. Gretna Republican Representative Vincent Cox's bill is dubbed the Click to Cancel Act.
You do a trial membership on a streaming service or anything like that, it's very easy to start the trial, but it's not as easy to get out of it.
The LSU women's basketball team will enter the SEC tournament as a projected number 2 seed. ESPN bracketologist Charlie Cream says the Tigers could elevate to a number 1 seed with an impressive showing in Greenville this week.
They actually have a chance, I believe, with a title at the SEC tournament to get to a number 1 seed. Because that number 1 seed right now is really sitting there with Texas in it. But if LSU is the team they play in the finals and then LSU wins the game, that last number one seed could conceivably still be the Tigers.
LSU plays in the quarterfinals tomorrow afternoon, possibly against Oklahoma. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on Tix FM.